Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
As the U.S. Senate works on a sanctions package to deter Russia from invading Ukraine, including imposing severe punishments in the event an invasion is carried out, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke on the Senate floor on the additional steps the Senate should take to address the situation. She spoke to the aspects of the crisis that have received less attention thus far, including how an invasion could destabilize the Arctic, how impacts of poor energy policy in the United States strengthens Russia's hand, and the need to explore sanctions on all sectors of the Russian economy that the U.S. can influence, such as restricting imports of Russian seafood. On the Senate floor, Murkowski spoke in part.
What is happening on the Ukrainian border is something else entirely. It's impossible not to be rattled by what we're seeing, worried by where it could lead. But I think we recognize in this body what we need to do, what we need to focus on. We need to turn these concerns into resolve, and that resolve needs to lead to action. I know that there are many in this chamber working very, very hard, and I thank them for that, working towards a sanctions package. The bipartisan goal is to deter Russia from invading Ukraine, but also to impose severe sanctions if that happens. And I know that the joint effort has perhaps stalled out right now, but hopefully the two sides and the White House will come together to finalize it.
Later in the day, Senator Jim Risch, ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee, introduced the Never Yielding Europe's Territory Act, or NYET Act, with Senator Murkowski as an additional co-sponsor. The NYET Act, a Russian sanctions package, includes a provision based on standalone legislation introduced last week by Senator Sullivan and Murkowski to ban Russian seafood imports in the U.S. The Alaska Department of Public Safety and local and state law enforcement partners have begun collecting nearly 20,000 DNA samples that are lawfully owed to the state of Alaska. In August 2021, Governor Mike Dunleavy announced the new initiative to collect all lawfully owed DNA that had been missed for a variety of reasons over the past 25 years. Since August, the Alaska Department of Public Safety, Alaska Department of Corrections, and other law enforcement agencies in the state have worked together to define the process that will allow for the collection.
One is the DNA collection. DNA collection from those arrested, those convicted. Because oftentimes, an individual that's involved in a sexual assault, it's not the first time and it may not be the last time. We want it to be the last time. We don't want it to happen at all, but we certainly want it to be the last time. We're tackling a 25-year-old problem that dates back a quarter of a century. And as of now, we've gotten the DNA from about 75% of those that are required by law for us to actually collect that DNA. And we're working diligently on getting the remaining 25% collected.
In November 2021, an official memorandum of understanding was established between the State Department of Public Safety and State Department of Corrections to collect owed DNA during the booking process at state correctional facilities. In addition, the DOC has compared their list of individuals that are currently in custody or are on probation, pretrial, or parole supervision to ensure that their DNA has been collected in situations where required. Beginning in January, the Department of Public Safety updated the State Public Safety Information Network to alert law enforcement anytime they have contact with an individual that owes DNA, and the alert will enable the law enforcement officer to collect the owed DNA during the contact. In addition, each local law enforcement agency has been provided a list of individuals who are believed to live within their area of responsibility to begin proactive efforts to collect owed DNA. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.